Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Kick out the jams, brothers and
sisters. You said last night, there is no place in America for this kind of violence or any violence for that matter. An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything. It's not who we are as a nation. It's not America. And we cannot allow this to happen. Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now, unity. We'll debate and we'll disagree. That's not going to change, but we're going to not lose sight, in fact, who we are as Americans.
You know, the president in the first response that he gave on Saturday, I thought was he rambled around and said some things, and it's fine, I guess. The second response that he gave when he came out with Kamala Harris and Mayorkas and Attorney General Garland was fine, you know, a little bit better. The Oval Office speech was odd, honestly. I mean, it mostly good in the sense of, yes, decrying political violence and saying there's no place in that for that in America. And sure, obviously, yes. In fact, I'll go just a little bit farther, okay? We all saw what took place on Saturday. We saw a former president and the likely next president, based on all the polling and the fact that he's going to be the Republican nominee here coming up at the end of the week. We're here in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention, so we'll be able to see that happen as it's happening. Almost got killed. Almost got assassinated. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And yet, what I have seen from some people online, even some political people, but other just, you know, people, is they're not sure how much to decry this, you know, or they are sort of soft in their denunciation, or they are criticizing Trump. I mean, my goodness, you know, Martha Raddatz and George Stephanopoulos just about blamed him for it.
No matter who the shooter, what the shooter's motives were, no matter who the shooter is, you are going to hear conspiracy theories going forward.
No question about that. But as you point out, those statements from J.D. Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well.
Well, absolutely, George. We were just looking back this morning at some of the things that former President Trump has said.
And she went through a whole list of things that she just happened to have at her fingertips. I mean, like, this was the planned scheme, is to come on ABC national television and explain why Trump brought this on himself by engaging in strong rhetoric.
And let's remember January 6th. In so many ways for the campaign, January 6th will probably be in the background after yesterday's event. This is a very difficult time for this campaign. I'm sure this week in Milwaukee that President Trump will highlight this, and President Biden is going to have to figure out how to go forward with this campaign and what exactly they say.
Martha Raddatz, thanks very much.
You know, in that couple of minutes, and I didn't play you the in-between part where she laid out the times that she thought that President Trump engaged in, you know, militant, violent, or overly strong rhetoric, I noticed they didn't mention anything Biden said. They didn't mention anything about put a bullseye on Trump, which is literally what he said to donors within the week. Now, I personally don't blame that kind of a quip. Poor, you know, not widely reported. I mean, it has been widely reported in the last couple of days, but, you know, I had not heard that until then. You know, that I don't think that way of saying things, I don't think that's code for something. I don't think that that's inciting. I think that people are unstable or overly angry, or even if it's, who knows whether it was even politically motivated. I just think there are crazy, insane, wicked, evil, un-American people out there. And that's why we have a Secret Service and police to protect against these things. And when I say un-American, I genuinely mean that, by the way. I mean, I've kind of explained this a bunch but already today, but it's important to understand that the concept of democracy is what we do instead of fighting each other. The concept of democracy is ballots, not bullets. The very idea of democracy is that your side's more have more people than our side. You could win if we actually went to warring. So instead of warring, let's do ballots. The numbers are on your side. We do it your way, or we have your representative. That's democracy. If you believe in violence, you do not believe in democracy. And if you believe in violence, you don't believe in America. You are not an American. America is an idea, and if you believe in political violence, you don't believe in this country. You are not an American. And so if you didn't feel relief that the president survived, and if you didn't express relief that he survived, and if you are anything other than, oh, thank God that he didn't die, if you're anything other than that, you are not an American. You don't believe in this project. I don't care what else you believe. You're not a member of this country. Oh, I mean, you may be a citizen. You may live here. But if you're sort of soft anything on that issue, you're not part of the country. You're the problem. And on the right, on the left, I don't care. Violence is the opposite. Political violence is the opposite of the very idea of a republic, of a democracy. So thinking about people who want to, you know, again, I can't say that strongly enough, but I don't blame Biden for this any more than as Martha Raddatz and George Stephanopoulos are blaming Trump. I don't blame Trump for this. I think we've always had strong rhetoric. I mean, but if you want to analyze it that way, if you want to blame the talk, calling somebody an enemy of democracy, saying that somebody is going to destroy the nature of the country if they get reelected, I mean, it's hard to come up with stronger words than that. You start to put in people's minds the idea that maybe we'd be better if a certain person weren't alive anymore. That's a hard notion to shake when you talk about a political opponent in those terms. And the Biden campaign has talked about Trump in those terms. So, you know, when the president gets up and talks about calming things down, you know, and cooling the rhetoric, which he did.
You know, the political record in this country has gotten very heated. It's time to cool it down. We all have a responsibility to do that.
You know what was missing in his speech? And I would have loved for him to do it. And honestly, I think if Trump did it, it would be amazing. Just a moment where you say, and that responsibility starts with me. I've said things, intemperate things, inappropriate things, over-the-top things. Because if Biden's going to sell the message of cool it down, calm the rhetoric, who's he talking to? I mean, surely he's not talking to Trump supporters, telling them, like, victim-blaming them for this problem? Unless he is, unless he's doing the Martha Raddatz, George Stephanopoulos nonsense. Otherwise, he should be talking to his own supporters. We need to calm it down. We have gone too far. We have said bad things. I have said bad. That would have been powerful. It doesn't take much to say collectively we should do better. The powerful thing is saying, I should do better. I should do better. 437-1620, 437-1620. Austin's back in the Pensacola studios. We are live on location in Milwaukee, broadcasting from the RNC. This broadcast is brought to you in part by DeFranco Gas, and we super appreciate all of the sponsors making this broadcast possible. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. We had some very minor backups developing if you were traveling eastbound on Highway 98 towards Navy Boulevard, but those have seemingly dissipated. Still have some minor issues, though, if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Jordan Street. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up for too long. This is Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. There's so much to talk about here, but the one thing I want to let you know about that, just to kind of maybe reassure you a little bit, and I'll probably talk about this quite a bit throughout the day and throughout the week as we're here, is I know people are worried about what's going to happen here at the convention. I just, for me personally, and Bobby Rossi is here with me, who is still our program director, even though he's not on the air as much, I feel super secure. I mean, there's nothing going to happen here. I can't predict the future, right? But, you know, it's hard to even imagine somebody trying based on the level of police presence that we've seen, which is beyond robust. Like, police boats in the river underneath the bridge, which is closed, which is outside the perimeter to the convention, let alone what's inside the perimeter.
I was a little surprised to see the perimeter itself.
The fencing, the black fencing and the concrete.
Black, solid fencing. We're not even talking like your wire fencing in a yard.
Right.
It was high, strong metal, black fencing. And then Secret Service and, like, armed men surrounding every access point of that fencing. Like, I was like, wow, they actually shut down downtown. Like, it
they
is
They built a barrier.
Off.
It's You can't get in. Yeah. It's like, you know,
Trump built the wall.
That's right. I mean, there are roads barricaded. There are police at every intersection.
I wasn't expecting that.
I hadn't been thinking of that either, but it is like you just can't get there from here unless you have a pass.
Oh, yeah. You cannot
you
get in.
And we haven't been in yet. We have, of course, media passes. But, you know, if you're trying to go into the inner perimeter with Secret Service is in charge. Yeah, that's not going to happen. it's just not happening.
It kind of looks like a kind of fence that you can't even climb.
I agree.
It's metal, but it's so tight mesh, you wouldn't really even be able to climb it. And I wasn't expecting that. Like, there was this going to be this massive block.
I figured there'd be police. And
yeah, I figured
maybe
police.
ID checks and
plastic
maybe dogs and scanners.
Do,
right, and, like, the bollards that you see when you close off a street. But this is, like, a physical barrier that you just cannot get in unless they're going to let you in at the one place where it's open. So we'll be back. We'll talk more about this morning. Of course, the ongoing coverage of the assassination attempt on former President Trump and likely, he'll be the GOP nominee, but also, I would say, based on the polling and, frankly, based on this and the sympathy for him over this, maybe it's trite to say it, but people have said, a lot of people have said it, is, you know, that's it for the election. And I don't think they're wrong. I mean, this is certainly going to help him because people are going to, whatever their take is, you know, the fact that he survived an assassination attempt is, it's weird to talk about it this way, but politically advantageous to him. Nobody would disagree with that. 722 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, if you need plumbing, air conditioning, heating, or electrical work done, Peden, they're the ones who will take care of you. They will do professional service, show up on time, tell you what's going on, give you a fair estimate of what the price is going to be, do the work, and then stand by it afterwards. Quality products, quality service, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Of course, they've been around for forever, but they have recently been expanding quite a bit all the way east to Tallahassee, and then last year all the way west to Baldwin County, and then this year into Mobile County. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, Peden is there for you. And they just turned 55 this year. And so in honor of their 55th anniversary, they are offering a complete air conditioning inspection for $55. Or I suppose you could do both. You can also get a $55 inspection on your tanked water heater, flush and plumbing inspection. Call today. Remove the sediment buildup that's hurting how fast your water heats up. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We're broadcasting from Milwaukee. We are here at the Republican National Convention, and very much appreciate our sponsors who made this possible. Barbary Plumbing, one of them. So Barbary Plumbing is one of the sponsors for this remote broadcast from the hotel outside of Milwaukee. We'll be going over to the convention later today. There's nothing going on yet. Nobody's there. I mean, there's, you know, I'm sure it's empty at the moment, except for maybe some people who are broadcasting from inside, and we decided, nah, we'll do from the hotel. That'll work out a lot better when we're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do it. Austin is back in the Pensacola studios with our traffic on the fives. Austin?
Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some minor backups developing if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time this morning. This is Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. All right, so, David Wayne actually is in the newsroom. Sorry, David. I almost forgot about you because I cannot see you right in front of me. By the way, great job covering on Saturday in a very difficult time. You and Bobby and Joe Ford going live, and, of course, with your background having been, narrowly escaping being shot by a sniper yourself when you were in the Army, and as you well know, something like that can change you and have an effect on you. I was amazed. I was talking with Bobby about this recently, that, you know, Trump's first response under the adrenaline was just get up, fist pump, and fight. I mean, that's – and then to see, you know, we'll see how it affects him going forward. But anyway, David is in the newsroom with our headlines.
Well,
David?
Absolutely, Andrew, and you're right. There's definitely going to be some it's going to affect the way he thinks and the way he leads the – you know, leads the Republican Party into the future. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. And actually, former President Trump did explain a bit of his thought process following that attempt against him on Saturday. He did an interview with the Washington Examiner where he said he chose to get up and raise his fist, that iconic image now, while his face was bleeding, because he knew that, quote, history would judge it. And he said he had to let the people know he was okay. He also said that at that time, the reality of the event was just beginning to set in, and that's absolutely true. It takes some time to even process in your brain this actually just happened. So,
the closest I have ever come to anything like this is, you know, like being in major car wrecks, you know, and I've been in a couple of, you know, could have killed me kind of car wrecks, And in the moment, you don't even know what you're doing. You know, not really.
Right.
And then thereafter, that's that kind of, I mean, it's very common to be depressed. It's very common to, you know, wonder what could have happened. I mean, all kinds of things. And the one obvious thing is, I mean, it changes how you drive, you know?
Yeah.
And so the question is, you know, what will this change for him, if anything? And even he doesn't know probably at this point.
No, so. There'd be no way he would be able to know. But you would have to think that should he be elected in November, that this event will have a lot of impact on the way that he would run the country for the next 4 years.
Right, right. Totally agree.
And leaders from around the world are condemning the assassination attempt. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying over the weekend that such violence has no justification in the world. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that he condemns the attempt and wishes Trump a speedy recovery. Emmanuel Macron from France saying that the shooting was a tragedy for our democracies.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. So we have a special interview coming up next with Sheriff Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who was the SWAT team commander for the Pensacola Police Department for years. And we will be talking specifically about his observations on the incident.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Trump is in Milwaukee for the RNC, ready to deliver a message of unity after the assassination attempt at his Pennsylvania rally.
And he says he's completely rewritten his speech to focus on unity rather than on President Biden's policies. Trump said the speech he was going to give on Thursday was going to be a humdinger had this not happened. This would have been one of the most incredible speeches. Honestly, it's going to be a whole different speech now.
Fox's Brooke Singman. President Biden ordering an independent review of the security at the rally. The Secret Service director out with a statement this morning say they will participate fully.
The Secret Service was in charge of security at the rally. The shooter's location, though, was outside of the perimeter that the federal agency had swept, a jurisdiction under local police, per Secret Service spokesperson Anthony Guglielmi.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, it is 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning. And President Biden says that there's a need to lower the temperature in politics. This is following Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Trump.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are. How we go forward from here.
Biden said violence has never been the answer when it comes to politics, and spoke about resolving differences at the ballot box and not with bullets. Well, of course, prior to that attempt on his life over the weekend, the former president had been teasing his choice for vice president, with the national convention getting underway here today. In a recent interview on the Clay and Buck Show, Trump had mentioned some of the reported top contenders: South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida's Marco Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
It's like a highly sophisticated version of The Apprentice, okay, if you think about it.
And Trump arrived in Milwaukee yesterday, just one day after that attempt on his life at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump's ear was grazed by a bullet, the shooter killed by Secret Service. Well, two people now in critical condition after a crash on North Green and West Gonzalez streets over the weekend. That happened on Saturday night, right about 11 o'clock. The driver, a 21-year-old Pensacola man, the passenger, a 43-year-old Pensacola woman. FHP still investigating that crash. Nobody hurt after a man fired several gunshots at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office SWAT team Saturday. That happened on Glover Lane. A man had barricaded himself in his vehicle after being stopped in traffic. The SWAT team responded. The suspect reportedly got out of the vehicle and fired 9 gunshots at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office SWAT vehicle. Now, nobody was hit by the gunfire, and after that incident, the suspect was taken into custody and taken to a hospital. The investigation into that is still ongoing. Florida lawmakers all headed to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention today.
I've been told that we need to be there. We need to be prepared with our remarks and with our efforts to nominate Donald Trump. And certainly the convention will take on a different and, I would say, historic tone following this assassination attempt.
And that is Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He talked with News Radio Saturday night, just a few hours after that attempt at taking Donald Trump's life. The convention reportedly going on as planned, with just a few security changes being made. Also, Senator Rick Scott donating $50,000 to a GoFundMe for the victims of the shooting in Pennsylvania on Saturday. One person killed, two in critical condition after that incident. Scott posted on X that he's formally demanding a full investigation by the Senate Homeland Security Committee into the security failure at that rally. Right now, 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola, and Austin Price has our traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time this morning. We do have some backups developing on Pensacola Boulevard. That's Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, just got some very minor backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have some pop-up showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, a typical summertime pattern continues with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. Looks like a beautiful morning out there. 81 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
With your money now. La Tribune reports Airbus and Thales are considering merging their space activities. Airbus Defense and Space, a unit of the European aviation conglomerate headquartered in Germany, employs well over 100,000 people and is one of the world's largest suppliers of the space industry. Thales produces high-tech solutions for telecommunications, navigations, and surveillance, mainly in the field of satellites. Krispy Kreme has unveiled new sweet treats inspired by the 2024 Olympics, the Passport to Paris Donut Collection, introducing the Creme Brulee Donut, the Double Chocolate Eclair Donut, and the Raspberry and Vanilla Cream Donut. The collection is available starting today while supplies last. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 247, the NASDAQ gained 115, and the S&P 500 up 30. Once again, futures are moderately higher. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring. Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We're not going to make that assessment. There's an active investigation. A lot of things need to occur investigatively to make those determinations of, you know, what, if any, failures there were.
Why should former President Trump, his family, and the convention goers have confidence in the U.S. Secret Service to secure this site here over the next 4 days after his life was nearly taken yesterday in Pennsylvania?
So this event has been designated as a national special security event, which is the highest level of security for an event that can be designated by the government. So this is a whole of government approach. We've had an extensive planning process to include many organizations building out the operational security plans for any and all aspects of security related to this event.
Have you had the resources you need?
Yes, we are fully prepared and have a comprehensive security plan in place, and we're ready to go.
So that was United States, Social Security, Secret Service, RNC coordinator Audrey Gibson Cacchino. She was speaking at a press event that they did on Sunday. And then before that, you had, I think that was Lieutenant Colonel or Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rohek for the FBI. Joining us now in a special Monday interview, we have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
I think I'm with the whole country. We're doing as well as we can and still really processing what almost happened to the former president. Now, you and I will still be talking tomorrow about Escambia County matters and, you know, criminal matters, but I wanted to have you on today because you were the commanding officer for the SWAT team. You were the head of the SWAT team at PPD. You have done a lot of presidential events and other high-security events, and, of course, as the sheriff of Escambia County. To me, you are a subject matter expert on these things, and I wanted to learn from you what you thought about this. And before we get into sort of all the analysis, when you first saw the video and heard the shots, you know, six or maybe seven shots, what did you think? What was your initial response to that?
Well, I mean, my response is probably like many responses. How could this happen? You're in a level of shock at what you're seeing because, from our perspective at least, it is a monster failure on a couple of fronts. The fact that anyone could even make that attempt, someone could have the opportunity to take a shot, or someone, in a crowd could have make an effort on the life of a protectee, in this case, the former president. I think it's unbelievable. You shake your head because these things should not happen. I heard your intro, someone saying, well, it's too early to tell if there's a failure. No, they should even make an attempt. That's their plan, is that not that someone survives, although that's ultimately the purpose, but I think that the fact that someone was able to make a shot shows that there was a monster failure.
Yeah, I had that same reaction. I thought, you know what I would have loved to hear from the Secret Service or the FBI? I mean, Secret Service would have been the most appropriate, would be to say, this was absolutely a catastrophic failure, and we're going to try to figure out what happened, but you can't call it anything else because you have one goal. One goal is that nobody gets to make an attempt on the life of the protectee, right?
That's exactly right. I know that, you know, going way back to George H.W. Bush, he was at the Civic Center, and he stayed at the Hilton right across the street. And just from him getting from the hotel to the car, which was probably 40 feet away, they had so much advanced team evaluation, and they had so many meetings just for that small period because they were afraid that there might be people, you know, near in and around the Civic Center. So to know firsthand what they do and what they look for, and then seeing that someone still had an opportunity to take that shot, and there was, to me, there were so many failures here. When you do that evaluation, you take a look at what the vulnerabilities are, And then on the day of, early that morning, you will secure those locations. So no one should have ever been able to get near that building, certainly not the top of that building, whether it's Secret Service agents or whether it's the locals that are there to provide support. Those buildings are secured, so no one can get up on top of there. When I think it's President Obama came from, maybe it's President Bush, flew into NAS, and then they had a large caravan all the way to the Civic Center. We blocked down roadways hours in advance so that people couldn't, you know, come up there with a bomb or couldn't set up a van of some sort. We were towing cars and locking down roadways hours in advance. And once it's locked down, it's locked down.
You know, and that was my thought, too, is, and I, you know, that level of prevention, like you say, hours in advance, securing, towing, blocking. You know, I was thinking the same thing about the building. I don't know how on earth he was inside the building to begin with, because that's all secured, taped, protected. You just can't, nobody goes in these buildings. That's, and in this scene, if you look at the aerials, you have, you know, four or five different buildings that would seem to be within the real danger range kind of concern. How any of them could have had a person, let alone inside, but up on the roof with a gun. I'm just, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and additionally, again, I mentioned the first President Bush. We were actually stationed. I was actually stationed on top of the Hilton, and that's what they would do. They would station people on top of buildings to secure it. I mean, when you secure it, I'm not talking about just securing it from the ground level. I'm talking about being up there so no one else can get up there. You know, there's no bad guys can get up there if you're up there. And as I understand, that there may have been a local that had, you know, that approached them or confronted them. And then for some reason, there was no communication. The Secret Service should have known that they were going in there to investigate a potential person on a roof. They should have known who was on what roof. What one of the local law enforcement officers would have been with their channels, communication channels, would have been in a room with Secret Service relaying all the information. So Secret Service would have known there was a, you know, an indication of someone on the roof. They would have known that the locals were going to check it out. All that information would have been known. And I just don't understand how this could happen, knowing the protocols that should have been set forth and knowing, you know, the coordination that typically takes place.
I'm so glad you said that, because that was my same question. Is I would assume, like, if people are yelling, there's a guy on the roof with a gun, and a cop is climbing up whatever access point to get up there and look over the edge, and then according to the reports, he saw him and then got the gun pointed at him and he retreated back down, I'm thinking, my God, the Secret Service should have known that he was going up there. They should have been on constant radio contact. He should have been prepared for what he might encounter at the top. And I don't know whether it's, you know, you see something, I would assume there's a code word. You can yell the code word. You can make a massive noise. Like, nothing, like, all of this crazy inaction is taking place in a situation that you, this is what you train for, literally. And I could imagine it if it was maybe just some small town police department doing the security, but this is the one thing the Secret Service does. And I'm so glad that you're kind of confirming all of my same questions about how this didn't happen. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Canby County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. Let's get Austin here with a quick traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on. We did have some minor backups developing near I-10. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, there's still a little bit going on over there, but nothing too severe outside of that. It may just be the occasional busy intersection. The last major spot of note is going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we do have backups developing there. That's always a bit of a hectic area. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, broadcasting to you live from Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. But on the phone with us, we have Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, former SWAT team commander for PPD, and as you have heard him mention a couple of times, involved in the planning and the action of protecting the president several different times when presidents have come to Pensacola. Chip, what I am hearing from you, and feel free to always correct me anytime you hear me say something wrong, is you find it at every step of the way inconceivable that this event took place the way it did. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. From the advance team, what I'm talking about is Secret Service brings a team in a couple days early, and then typically our snipers and our SWAT team members will go drive them around the scene, the site, and then they will make their own evaluation, and then they will post people at different locations. Again, a lot of times that is locals because they don't have enough. They haven't had enough in the past. I think that from the very beginning, the advanced teams evaluation, from the communications that occurred during the event. And let me just say this. There are oftentimes this communication. I'll just share with you this. There's a lot of times information is gathered. You know, they talk a lot about, do you see that van that's close to the area? Have someone checked that out? So there's a lot of times that anything suspicious, it's gone over the communications, and people understand in the command room or command post that someone's going to check that out. And that's, so they should be on heightened alert. They should wait and listen to see what becomes of that. And so I think that is the communication problem. And then you got the issue with a little bit of a clumsy. I think that they had a very courageous, the people that first got there, his personal protectors, if you will, they got there pretty quickly. And it was a little bit clumsy and awkward getting to the car.
Yeah.
But again, nothing really goes as planned. But I think there could have been some improvement in that as well.
Is there any other part of this? And you've done a great job of helping us understand from your experience, where things went wrong. Is there any other part of this that surprised you? Like you said, I'm surprised they didn't have physical presence up on that roof. I mean, 150, 160 yards is well within what I would consider as a civilian amateur, the high danger zone for a sniper to be located. It's good to have a sniper on the roof behind the president, but, I just couldn't fathom that roof isn't secure.
Well, and also what people aren't, and I didn't see all the pictures that everyone's probably seen, but there were snipers, at least two sets. And oftentimes they'll have a spotter, someone that's only looking through a high power binoculars, obviously looking for other threats. So they're not just looking for other buildings, the other snipers, I should say. They're also looking for threats within the crowd. So I didn't see that. I'm sure they had it somewhere. You're asking about what I think are the failures. I think that it's pretty obvious. It played out on national television what took place and who had an opportunity to take out the life of the former president.
I'm assuming I got a good question here from a listener. I'm assuming that the protectee. Well, you tell me, is the protectee at all involved in any of these drills, or are they just show up and do your business and we'll protect you? Do they get trained on how to react, how to respond, what to do?
If they take part in it, that would be outside of the local law enforcement. That the protectee hardly ever, if I'm not aware of any time where the protectee would say, hey, I don't want this, I don't want that. Now, on scene, I was with President Obama at Pensacola NAS when he came in the last time, and he will, obviously the president or the protectee would decide how they want to how they want to move, when they want to move, who they want to talk to, and then the Secret Service would have to work around them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be aware if the protectee said, hey, I only want this or I only want that. I can't imagine them directing the snipers or the advance team. I would think the only thing that they would have any influence on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant more, not do they tell them what to do, but are they trained on what to do or how to respond? You know what I mean? Are they a part of the practice at all?
Yeah, I wouldn't be, having not worked for the Secret Service, wouldn't know what their protocols are, but I can't imagine them not going over what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think President Trump, if you noticed, he immediately went down. Not from the shot to the ear, but he went down.
He crouched. Yeah.
That's obviously make yourself less of a target. And so I'm certain part of that is instinct, and part of that is likely just the training or the expectations from the Secret Service over the course of the years that he's been a protectee.
Okay, so I hate to ask this question. I genuinely hate to ask this question, but it seems like the only natural next question to ask. You've explained how nothing makes sense. It all seems to run contrary to the practice and protocol of the Secret Service, as you've understood it from your own experience in dealing with these protective situations. So if that's the case, obviously lots of people are speculating, well, how did this happen? It doesn't seem plausible to say that the highly professional Secret Service could possibly make so many mistakes by accident that all of this could just happen. do you start to wonder if there was something more than just one guy trying to do this, and then they responded, and there was this series of cataclysmic failures? Do you wonder about there being something more than just what we believe?
I think while I'm prepared to say that, again, this is a monster or catastrophic failure on a number of fronts, I'm not so sure. Again, there are some things that I may not know. Mm-hmm. I'm not prepared to say that it is a conspiracy. I wouldn't say, oh, absolutely, there couldn't be, because there are so many obvious things that could have taken place and should have taken place to prevent even the single shot. I'd have to know what the officer that confronted him, what their thought was, what that scenario was, because that to me is important. Because you had a law enforcement officer that I'm assuming talked to, command post, and then they still confronted, or then they went to confront an individual. So I'm not prepared to say that it's a conspiracy. I can tell you that there are some answers to be, or some questions to be asked, and hopefully some answers to be given. I think that there are some careers in jeopardy, obviously, mm-hmm. and I'm certainly prepared to say that they need never, protect an individual again. Some people that are in charge of that, but I'm not prepared to say at this point whether it's a conspiracy.
Hey, just a very quick thing that I hate. We're running out of time on this, but is that range with an AR-15, assuming he had some kind of a scope on there, is it reasonable to believe that the kid taking his dad's gun, shooting at that range, that getting the results he got is realistic for his level of training or whatever? I mean, I know that's a highly speculative question.
It is. I would think that they're very effective at that range. I will tell you that. Those weapons, whether it's just the iron sights or if there was a scope, certainly if there was a scope, I think that those are very effective weapons. We carry similar weapons. And we train with similar weapons, and we have taken, as you know, we've taken shots at maybe not 130 yards, but certainly 50 yards or so at terrorists ourselves. So I think that those weapons are very effective at that range.
Very well, that helps. Thank you so much. Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, thank you so much for the very candid comments this morning, and certainly for bringing your expertise. And as it reminds us all, the level of professionalism and expertise that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office brings to keeping us and any dignitaries who visit Pensacola safe. Sir, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow about more local things. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Back to the studio in Pensacola. We're, of course, broadcasting live from Milwaukee at the RNC. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. If you are having any issues wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a business, you've got employees, at least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Wow, so you heard it from Chip Simmons, and we're going to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson here in just a few minutes, and I'll ask him some of, not necessarily the same questions, but I'll get his perspective on this as well. But, I mean, I frankly don't know which is more frightening, the idea that the Secret Service couldn't protect the former president, or if there was some kind of deliberate action that made this happen, because, you know, incompetence is in some ways almost worse. I don't know which is worse, but you heard it from him, like so many things that should not have happened were allowed to happen.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.